It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Well, I hope you've had a chance to kind of catch your breath and take a moment to gather yourself as we welcome you back once again to the Ralph Donald Gymnasium as we're set to go with the second half of our college hoops doubleheader this afternoon and the opener, the Benedictine Ladies. A thrilling overtime win over number 10, Clark. And now it is time for the guys' game. And as we come into the men's contest, it's a matter of who's feeling better, Clark. Clark has had some troubles with health. In fact, in the last game, they were without three of their regular starting five and one of their top guys off the bench with COVID protocol. Well, they've got part of it back yet. They don't have all of them back yet. And for Benedictine, they've also got some help that they're trying to fight their way through. We're going to talk all about that, bring you some insights into the game, bring you starting lineups, and then, of course, we're going to have the tip-off, the guys' game, coming up here from the Nolan next. Right now, we're going to take this quick timeout. We'll be back in a moment.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, bum, bum.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Great to be spending a Saturday afternoon with you here on CARE Radio. And it is time for College Hoops here on CARE. Public address announcer introducing the starters to this great crowd on hand on a Saturday here in Atchison. Let me share the starters with you. First of all, for Clark, They come into the ball game today at 10-11 on the season and 5-7 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference in the North Division. And our head coach, Jim Blaine, let me tell you who they're going to be starting. They are not really, really tall, but they are really, really big. Uh-oh. I forget we need to get a little light out for this business here. For Clark, they are going to be starting Biggie Luster. Got like a guy named Biggie. He's a 6'1 freshman from Rockford, Illinois. They're going to have number 22. That is going to be Jacob Pierce. Jacob is a 6'6 junior from West Allis, Wisconsin. You're also going to have Keith Johnson, a 6'4 senior hometown guy from Dubuque, Iowa. Number 24 is Gabe Shields, a 6 foot senior from Kama, Iowa. And rounding it out, Chandler Dean, a freshman from South Jordan, Utah. And a big guy out there, Jacob Pierce. He looks like, he is an athlete. He is 6 foot six. He is O-line, left guard, fast guy, and he's going 92. He is big. Now for the Benedictine Ravens, and head coach Ryan Mooney, BC, comes into the game at 13-8 and 7-5. A little different starting lineup than you thought might be going on. We're going to have four Benedictine Knights here. Scott, a 5'10 senior from Topeka. It will be Jaden Bristol giving it a go tonight. He is 6 foot senior from St. Joe, Missouri. You're also going to have 6 foot senior Matt Austin from St. Joe. Eric Cruz from St. Louis with 6'7. Saxon Thursday, 6'2 from St. Joe. Every one of them a senior. All right, that all said, we're about to get underway here today. Will I reach? Let's see what we can do here with this. Is that working? I don't know. Yep, something. Here we go. Benedictine in the home whites with red and black. Clark in the traveling gold uniforms with navy and white lettering and trim. Very good uniforms. Very legible kind of numbers. First set to go. The official comes into the center circle. The ball is up the tip of the way. Benedictine's going to control it down. And Jaden Bristol, having gotten injured a couple of games ago, not playing at all in the last outing, going to test that ankle here today and see how it works for him. BC with a basketball just underway. Bristol into the lane. Comes back to Matt Austin. Here's Saxton. Three for Thurston. And Benedictine brings on top 3-0. First possession of the long game for Clark. And they come up the floor with it. Cutting into the middle of the lane. Driving in. A couple of steps later. The shot misses but tipped up and in. And there he is, the big guy, Jacob Pierce. He has his first points and the Ravens lead 3-2. We are 19:20 to go in the first half. Here's Bristol back up the floor with it. Wings over to the left side. Keeps his dribble alive way up top side. Comes it over to Matt Austin. Matt had some struggles in the last game, but more than two. Driving in Nicer. He's in the lane. Kicks it low. The shot by Cruz. That's in. Neither team has come back empty yet. And Cruz will have his first point of the game. It is now 5-2 Benedictine. A little over a minute in. Here's Pierce with the basketball. Gets it over to Biggie. Back to Pierce for three. Rebound underneath Clark. They'll turn, follow, and score it. The bucket to the middle for Chandler Dean. 18.5 to go. 5-4. And these two teams showing a little offense here in the early going. Here's Bristol. That one doesn't go down from about 18.5 feet out straight away from the top. And an opportunity at their first lead of the game for Clark. Up over the basketball. They. Pride will drive in, finger roll, it's up and in. Keith Johnson. So Clark, three buckets, one apiece by three different athletes in 2 minutes into the ballgame. Clark is in front for the first time at 6-5. Matt Austin with it, has not taken a shot in the game yet today. Kicks it over to Nicer, deep in the left corner, back out on top of the mat to Bristol, around to the baseline right, and a huge collision. Knocked hard to the floor, Saxon Thurston. It's like running into a tree down there. I mean, he just kind of bounced off a fight. We're going to have a foul called on Feist. Back up with it will come. Benedictine. Skip pass. Right side, Thurston. Out on top. Cruz has it knocked away. Able to pick it up on the dribble. Round to the left side. Austin three. That's going to be short. And a rebound. Pulled down by Clark. Keith Johnson bringing it up the floor. Talking to Coach Moody before the ball game. Johnson is good. Here's a feed to Feist on the left side. Cruz is just outmatched size-wise here, but we'll get the block, and they're going to call Cruz for the foul. 17:24 to go. First half, and the foul is going to be on Eric for Benedictine. Cruz with his first. Feist at the free throw line. First one is up and in. 3 points for Jacob Feist, 7-5. Clark. At the free throw line, Feist is a humble 53% shooter, but he hits both of those. And it is now 8-5. Clark at the 17-20 mark of the opening half. BC back down the floor. Clark in the little player defense. Cruz over to the baseline right. Feist rejects it. And back up the floor will come the Pride to take the time. Rims quickly back down the floor. They're not defending up court at all. No pressure on the ball. Now here's a look-away pass. Feist up and in for two more. Ravens have not found an answer yet for Jacob Feist. It is now 10-5. And Benedictine down by 5. 16:50 to go in the first half. Matt Austin starts into the lane. Goes down the left side, kicks it over, and Cruz can't haul it in. BC turns it over, and for the Ravens, a kind of a dreary start to this game. I keep looking out of the floor expecting Matt Austin to go on some kind of a huge offensive run as he was off his normal excellent shooting game in the last outing. So you got to get the feeling he's due for a big one here today. Here's Feist with it off the left block. Starts in, backs away, fade, shoots, missed it. Offensive rebound is going to be hauled down by Luster. Biggie into Feist. He'll shoot and score again. And the big man is dominating in this game early. Feist has 2, 4, 6, 8 points already. And it is 12-5. Ravens down 7. 4 minutes in. Here's a baseline shot. Thurston can't get that one to fall. And Clark back up the floor. What Benedictine is also not doing, they're not getting a single rebound. They're getting nothing. Here's a pass over to the left side. It's going to be batted away, lost out of bounds. And into the Benedictine bench it will go. Ravens will have it in for BC. Some substitutions, and not just a substitution or two, a substitution or a bunch. Let's just reset that five out there. You've got Chris Jackson and Tyson Cathy. I also look out on the floor to see Ahmad Lewis and Jaden Timmy, the only guy still out there for Benedictine is Jaden Bristol. So 4 substitutions for Coach Moody, and he's not waiting around to see how this goes any longer. His team's already down 7. Timmy, over to Ahmad. He was hot the other night, and that one won't go in. It was well online, and long rebound coming back down to BC. Ravens are going to reset it. Bristol will handle the ball between the circles, glide to the left side, little back pass, and the shot goes up. They're not going to call a foul, but they'll say it's out of bounds again back to Benedictine. The shot clock has run down to 11. Ravens having it in front of the cafe down there. Bristol knifes in, goes in, the reverse layup, too strong, tipped in by Cathy, and that could have easily been goaltending. But Tyson Cathy will get the follow shot, his first points of the game, and the Ravens are back within 5 at 12-7, 5 minutes into the game. Pass to the left side, little forearm push. Here's Feist up and doesn't get that one in. I thought he should have. He was inside the block and had a good look at it, but it just wouldn't go in for him. Chris Jackson down court to Ahmad. Back to Chris. He wants to get it in the middle, has the ball knocked out of his hands. It's loose. It's on the floor. Picked up. Here comes Clark. It's a 2-on-2 break. Over to the left side, the 3, air ball, that wasn't even close, and Tyson Cathy will take a rebound off that. 14.5 to go in the half, right up 5. 12-7. Again, Clark has struggled this year. They've struggled with health issues, they've struggled to win games. Here's Ahmad Lewis for 3, that's about 2 feet wide to the right side, not even close, rebounding it back down, Clark. And Clark, head coach Jim Blaine on the near side. Some coaches have gone dressed down. They're going to polos. But then there's Coach Blaine. He's here in T-shirt and a pair of khakis. Looking pretty comfortable. It's all about the comfort anymore. 14 minutes to go in the half, and we're going to get a foul over the back by Benedictson. It'll be the first foul today for Tyson Caffey. For the Ravens, team foul two. And Clark coming to the free throw line. Jacob Feist, who's already 2-of-2 at the stripe, has two more shots. He'll hit that one. Feist is 1 point away from already being a double-figure scoring, and his team's got 13. He's got 9 of his team's 13 points, less than 6 minutes in. Second one, there it is. And a 53% free throw shooter is 4-of-4 at the free throw line. It is 14-7, Clark. They go inside 14 minutes to play in the first half. Benedictine with the basketball. Here's Ahmad. Kicks it over to the right side to Chris Jackson. Down low to Timmy. Timmy backs in. Cuts into the lane. Backs in. Twists. Turns. Falls away. Scores it. Jaden Timmy for two. His first points on the afternoon. 14-9. Benedictine using about 20 seconds of that possession. And Clark just throws it away. That was a zig and zag. The point guard thought that somebody was going to zig, but in fact, Xavier Johnson zagged down toward the baseline. The ball rolls out of bounds. Here comes Benedictine. Bristol has not been out of the game yet, although the Ravens have been substituted for it. Now Timmy gets bumped, no foul. Little motion to the right side to Bristol. Jaden left-hand dribble, keeps it alive, knifes into the lane, twists, dumps it off down over Tyson Caffey, who is napping, not ready for the ball. It's rolling around on the court, picked up by Clark. Here they come. Clark up the floor. The fast break, the driving shot is up and missing it. Tyson Caffey with a wild foul. It was just a huge windmill swing of the arm. And if you have that kind of an exaggerated arm movement and swatting at a guy in the ball, just kind of in their general direction, you are going to be called for a foul. It is a given fact. And Benedictine is going to make a very interesting substitution. Here's the first free throw is up and good, and we're going to get into the lineup for Benedictine. The big guy from OP, Kansas, 6'8" junior, Hunter Schneider. Hunter Schneider is the only guy on the court who will physically match up with Jacob Feist. Free throw is going to be up and good by Luster. And it is now 16-9. He'll hit them both. Those two guys are both, 6'7", 6'8", and they're not 300, but they're way upper 200. Here's a shot in the middle, won't go. Rebound, fought for, elbow swinging in this game. There's been a lot of elbow swinging. This season has been a season of full contact basketball. If you look out on the floor, he's not out there right now, but Saxton Thuston's sporting a shiner out there. He took an elbow in the last game. Here's a three for the Pride. No. And Ahmad's going to let that thing trickle out of bounds, and Benedictine will put it back in play. And Coach Moody's like, why do you let that go out of bounds? I mean, why don't you just grab the ball? You can fast break. You can save a little time. You get a little momentum. And you keep the official from telling you, oh, by the way, maybe you did touch it last. Here come the Ravens. Bristol down the right side. Out on top, Chris Jackson goes in, falling away, shoots, and gets the roll. Chris Jackson for two. His first points of the game, and it's 16-11. Somehow, even though Benedictine, you don't feel like they're playing really well, they're still within five in this game. 12 minutes ago in the first half. Falling away from 17. That shot's way short. Rebound, Bristol. Outlet, it comes Ahmad. Head fake, head fake, head fake. Nothing beats Bristol. He gets hacked. Now, Biggie says, I didn't touch him. The official right there said, you hit him across the wrist. That's enough for me. And it'll be Jaden Bristol coming to the line for Benedictine. Ahmad Lewis will come out. And back in for Benedictine will come Nysir. And after his free throws, Bristol will come out. And we're going to get a man, Austin, back into the game for the Ravens. Jaden Bristol, first of two, is good. That'll be his first point today. Benedictine is back within four at 16-12. Matt Austin comes in, and second free throw is good. So he does not come in for Jaden Bristol, who stays out there, but he's in for Chris Jackson. Clark with a basketball, leading it by three, down to 11 and a half to go in the first half. Driving in, going for the rim, and I think it's going to be a foul on Timmy. That was a drive to the rim with one single express purpose in mind, and that was to draw that foul. There was never for a moment, never for a moment, did Chandler Dean think that he was going to hit that shot. Free throw is good. Clark has been extraordinary at the free throw line. That foul, by the way, is Jaden Timmy's first and Benedictine's fourth team foul. Right now at the free throw line, Clark is 7 of 7. Now 8 of 8 at the free throw line in this game. Hard to get a lot better than that. They're in front of Benedictine again by 5 at 18-13. Down to 11.5 to go in the first half. Timmy gets it over to Matt. Austin to the left side of the lane. Saxton Thurston has come back in. So the Ravens have brought four of their starting five back into the game. Backing in is Timmy. Backing in. Turn, shoots, too short. And he gets fouled. So Jaden Timmy will come to the free throw line for Benedictine. The whistle is going to be on Clark's Chandler Dean. Dean will have his first in for Clark. It'll be team foul three. Jaden Timmy coming to the line. Free throw rims all the way around and out. One more shot coming up for Jaden. He's out of Omaha, and he's a very good free throw shooter. 43-59 coming in today. That's 73% on the season. His second shot is good, so he'll have his third point of the day, and Benedictine is back to within four. It's 18-14 with the 11-14 to go in the first half. Benedictine. Again, they're going to have Ahmad Lewis back in. So you've got Lewis and Thurston. You've got Scott, Austin, and Timmy. That's your Raven five on the floor right now. With a basketball for Clark over to the right side is going to be Gabe Shields. They'll dish it off on top. Anthony Eddy. Here's a long two. It's up and in. Straight away from the top. The second bucket of the afternoon by Keith Johnson. 20-14. Clark by half dozen at 10:40 to go in the half. BC, it just feels like it's kind of a practice afternoon right now. And it's a little just kind of going through the running the offenses, but haven't seen him step up in that, I don't know, that kind of a game intensity yet. Here's Matt Austin, a long three. Can't get it to fall. He's 0 for today. I saw Matt warming up before the game, and I see him out on the floor now actually talking to himself. He was taking a shot. You can see him. I mean, we're not talking Mark Bidrich talking to the ball, but we're talking, you know, just trying to talk himself through what he's got to do and the follow-through and all of this. Here's a falling away baseline shot that misses. Nice. Scott clears it away, and Benedictine up the floor. Nice. Here's one on three. Brings it out on top for Austin, and it's going to be slapped away from him. Out of bounds off Clark Keith Johnson. We're going to get a timeout, as that is the under 10 break. We're at 9:58 to go in the opening half. Ben Atchison and Kansas. It's the Clark Pride 20, the Benedictine Ravens 14.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room. At 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Benedictine drill team out of the court, entertaining the nice crowd here this afternoon. The media timeout, and we're a quarter of the way through the ball game. Clark leading here 20-14. Look at down my score sheet. Benedictine led it for a little bit early on. They were up 3-0 and then up 5-4. But those are the only leads Benedictine has owned today. Once we got to 2 minutes into the ballgame, Clark has had the advantage throughout. So the Ravens out of the court right now. Bristol is going to come out and, again, nursing that ankle he injured a couple of games ago. Still obviously not quite 100%. Got Timmy, Austin, Thurston, and Lewis now. Are your Raven 5 on the floor? Nysir has the ball up top. Zy Clark in the player defense. See if Benedictine picks up the tempo a little bit. Now we're going to get a foul off the basketball. Jaden Timmy, personal foul number two. Jaden Timmy's fouls, I would say, of 10 fouls, 7 of them will be away from the basketball. And, of course, in any given game, as he's trying to help a teammate out, he's setting a screen or trying to clear out or trying to pick someone off. Here's a hook pass, comes out on top. Clark with the basketball, leading it here by a half dozen. Running shot blocked by Timmy. Nicely done, Jaden Timmy, and here comes Nysir, senior out of Topeka. He will cut into the lane. His reverse layup fails. I would have thought he was going to go off the right side of the rim, and he crossed over and went underneath it. The shot came up short. Clark will bring it back up the floor. Here's going to be Eddie's long three, misses. And Matt Austin clears down the board. So far today, Matt is 0 for 2 shooting the ball. They were both three-point efforts, so he still has no points on the day. Neither does Scott. Neither does Thurston. Here's around to the left side. Matt, 8 on the shot clock. Into the corner it goes. Ahmad shoots, gets fouled, getting some free throws. Ahmad Lewis at the line for Benedictine. And he had a fantastic game a couple of days ago, the 6'2 sophomore from Kansas City. He's a 56% free throw shooter, and that one up and in. It'll be his first point today. That foul is going to be on Xavier Johnson for Clark, by the way. You're keeping your scorebook at home. For Clark, it is team foul 4. Benedictine has committed 5. Second free throw, high arcing and perfect. So Ahmad Lewis with a couple of points now. 20-16 with 8:40 left in the first half. Ravens trailing in the game, quickly back on defense. Clark jumps it over to the left side. They've got Fierce back in. He'll get double teamed down, pushes it out on top. The long three, no. Rebound Ahmad Lewis. Benedictine coming the other way. Ahmad down the left side. You got to remember this Clark team. Not only is it 8 hours from home, had a long bus ride, but they've struggled through the course of the year. They are under 500 coming in here today. They are still missing some of their starters. Here's a three by Matt that misses. Austin will bring it back out on top as he gets his own rebound, and the three is good that time by Nysir Scott. Nysir's first points of the game, and Benedictine is within one. 20-19. 7:55 left in the half. Fierce has it left side, and that pass is thrown in. Wait a minute. Larry gets another rebound using the best hands in the crowd. I'll tell you what, he's like a basketball magnet over there. Gotta love it when the people in the crowd are paying attention. He protected coach sitting right behind him, so that was a good save. 7:40 to go in the first half. Skip pass to the free throw line. The turnaround, nope. Saxton way upstairs. Sweeps it down, and back up with the basketball will come Benedictine. Raymond's with a chance at a lead. And in and up, and they'll get it. Nice here, Scott for two. So Nice here hits it, and we're going to have a foul on the play. It'll be the first on Anthony Eddy. Before the free throws are going to be shot, we're going to see a Clark timeout. Yeah. Joseph, we're going to take a break, and we will come back with Benedictine at the free throw line at 7:26 to go in the opening half. Ravens are back in front. Benedictine 21, Clark 20.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
/7:26 to go in the opening half of the men's game. Ladies' game was closed. It went into overtime. The men's game is closed. It's a one-point Raven lead. And as we return, BC will be at the free throw line. Welcome back, everyone. It'll be nice here. Scott stepping to the line, looking to complete the conventional three. Benedictine has gone to the bench and got a couple of more adjustments to the lineup as both Eric Cruz and Jaden Bristol are back out on the floor. Nysir, not a great free throw shooter either, 61%. He eyes it and gets it right there. Nicely done. So for Nysir, he has, well, we got 8 points now for Scott. 22-20 Benedictine. Clark back down with it. Fierst has it. Dumps it over to Luster. Biggie back to Fierst. Cross court again to Biggie. Out on top, Eddie. I'm not making these up. This is really right. Here's a three from the top. No. Rebound, Benedictine, Thuston. Bristol. Bounce pass over to the left side. Nice here. That was cute. Kind of through the lane. A skip pass all the way from the top down to the corner. And the pass underneath, Cruz shoots, doesn't get it. I think Eric was so startled to have the ball in his hands that he had maybe misjudged himself in relationship to where the rim was and didn't get an accurate shot away. 6.5 to go in the half. Now Fierce at the baseline, dumps it over from the right, the three, it's up, it's good. Xavier Johnson for Clark getting his first point of the game. And the Ravens again trail by one at 23-22. A little over 6 minutes to go in the opening half here in the Nolan Gym. It's been, you know, a long time since you look around this gymnasium and see the kind of crowd. Here's a feed to the middle of Thuston for two. Saxton, 5 points. Ravens back in front by one, 24-23. Again, my point being, you look across, you don't see many open chairs over here. It's a great crowd. I know. Coaches Folsom and Moody appreciate the turnout of the fans. Benedictine coming up with a steal, and ninth year Scott over to Bristol. Left side goes to Saxton. Thuston is really having a tremendous season. Bristol drives in, and he got a quick step on Biggie Luster, and Biggie said, man, you're going to score on me. So he just reached out and kind of gave him a little hug and held him back, and he will take the foul. So for Biggie, it is going to be a couple of fouls now, and BC has it in play at the baseline. They'll reset the shot clock to 20. And we're going to see Hunter back in the game for the Ravens. Hunter Schneider is back in. And that'll bring out Saxton Thuston. Hunter will take the inbound. Again, Hunter is a big, big, strong guy. BC's making a very concerted effort as a turnaround shot nicely done by Benedictine, and Cruz has score, 26-23, BC. Just over 5 minutes ago and a half. Ravens are answering big body with big body inside, and that's what that was right down there. You got almost 600 pounds of basketball player running together. And if you think I'm exaggerating, I defy you to put those guys on a scale. They're both 6'8". Okay, so first of all, it's 6'8". You're a big guy, and these are big men. Free throw. Rattles home for Bice. He is 5 of 5 at the free throw line. 11 points. This one rolls. He'll get them both. A dozen points now to lead all scorers. That's Big Jacob Bice first. 26-25, Benedictine by one. It's worth 5 minutes to play in the first half. Here's Bristol. Cross-court pass. He's going to be intercepted and trying to steal it back. Ahmad Lewis reaches around, and Ahmad will pick up a foul. It'll be his first on the afternoon. Personal foul, one for Ahmad Lewis. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul 7, and that will send Hunt to the free throw line for the 1-1 as we go just inside 5 minutes to play in the half. And interestingly enough, at the free throw line, Keith Johnson shot is up and good, and all four of his teammates have retreated into the backcourt. He is the only guy on that half of the floor. Second free throw, throws it right in. He doesn't need him. They're not going to rebound anything when you hit him like that. 27-26, right back in front. 4:50 to go. Benedict and working against him. Play your defense. Gets it over to Eric Cruz. Backs in. Bumps. Pushes. Kicks it out. Uh-oh. Big guy three. Oh, look at that. Hunter Snyder. From way outside of the crowd. Love that. Hunter. With a big three-point shot of the Ravens are up two. 29-27. Some big guys can really shoot from the outside. It's kind of effortless for them. Here's Pierce shooting and missing. Benedict with a rebound. And up the other way will come Nicer. Schneider, the 10th guy up the court, with 4:11 to go in the first half. Cruz, right side. Oh, what a screen! And then Cruz doesn't finish it. Hunter Schneider gets blocked out two guys. And Cruz goes in, and they're going to say there was a foul, and Cruz will come to the free throw line. Hunter Schneider, that was spectacular. He was a pick-a-fence on his own down there. Cruz coming to the line for Benedict, and on the foul by Dean. Free throws up and good. Chandler Dean, foul number two, and Eric Cruz has point number five. 30-27, Benedict, and again by three. Just over 4 minutes to go here in the half of the men's game. Second free throw, perfect. Now the Ravens going to the bench, and a guy we have not seen much of recently, Braden Belt, comes in. The 6'1 junior from Andover, Kansas, averages 2.3 points a game. And look at the two big guys pushing each other. They are a joy to watch out there playing basketball. Over to the right side. Here's a shot up, and it's a bucket and one, I think. The foul is going to be on Hunter. No, the foul is going to be on Cruz. The foul is going to be on Eric Cruz. I've got him for two. They called it on 24, not 34. Cruz is 24, Hunter Schneider 34. The free throw is up, and it is no good. And rebounding it down. Here comes Benedict and a nice year's guy. 3:45 and running along toward intermission. Nice here. Kicks it over to the right side, and he was falling to the floor. Couldn't get it over within reach of Jaden Bristol, and the ball's going to escape, get out of bounds, and Clark will come back up the floor, trailing only by four. And again, Clark in the North Division, kind of middle of the pack at 5-7, but they're well out of first place. Cross-court pass into the lane, head fake a couple of times, and a little hook shot is going to be up and over Cruz. The bucket is good by Chandler Dean, and he's got a half dozen. 31-29. Bristol down the floor with it. Starts to the top, comes back to the right, falls away, shoots and won't drop. And the rebound, Gabe Shields. Clark comes the other way. We haven't seen Shields out there in a long, long time. Gabe Shields got the start in this game. He's a little 6-foot senior guard from Kama, Iowa. Here's a shot from underneath. Nope. And a rebound is out of bounds. They'll stay off Cruz. 2:50 to go in the half. Now the officials are going to have a little powwow. That got Coach Peer off the bench, and he was excited at talking to the official nearest the Raven bench. He walked over, and they had a conversation and reversed the ball. It will belong to Benedicta. 31-29, Ravens in front. Belt with it to Cruz. Back to Braden. Goes left side, goes in, goes up, Belt for two. How about that? So Braden for a pair, and it's 33-29. Ravens. Here's a 17-footer for Clark. Knocking it down is Anthony Eddy. 33-31. Neither team's been able to put together much of a lead. Each team has had a lead back and forth and one way or another, but neither team's really been able to extend their advantage. And we're back to a two-point game again. Here's Belt with it on the left side. We're down to 2 minutes to go in the first half. He'll back into the lane. Wants to get the ball to Bristol, and he's going to turn it over. Bristol was a couple of steps ahead of where that ball was coming, and re-entering the game for Benedictine will be both Saxton Thuston and Tyson Caffey. Tyson hasn't been out on the court since the first, you know, 4 or 5 minutes of the game, maybe. So he should be refreshed and ready to go. 33-31, Benedictine. Here's a falling away three. Oh, what a shot! And Clark goes back in front on the three-pointer by Keith Johnson. 34-33, Clark. A minute 40 to go in the half. Crystal left side. Kathy top of the key. Underneath to Saxton. Houston backs across the lane. Turns, shoots, scores, and one. Saxton Houston. Saxton only a couple of rebounds so far today, but he continues to score it up. Saxton, 21 rebounds a week ago today. Up at William Penn. He's got 7 points now. Looking for another one, and there it is. Saxton Thusen puts Benedictine back in front by two at 36-34. Minute 20 to go and rolling along toward intermission. Clark up the court. Saxton with a steal. He brings it down. Left side. Dishes over to Belt. Travels with it. Oh, my. Belt was wide open. He saw he had a shot. That's kind of his spot to shoot from. But in that moment of anticipation and trying to kind of square up and get a good look at it, shuffle the feet a few too many times and back up with Wilcombe. Clark, minute to go in the half. And a push to the back, Houston. So Saxton, foul number one. 36-34 Ravens and for Clark. Chandler Dean back at the line. He's 2 of 2 at the stripe today. Has 6 first half points already. That front half is no good, and the Ravens are going to rebound it down. Benedictine coming up on offense. We're approaching halftime here on Care Radio. KAIRFM Horton Atchison, and the feed to the left side and just clanks off the hands. And Tyson unable to haul it in. BC will turn it over in the last minute now of the half. Clark, the big man, has it on the right side of the free throw line. Pierce looks in, nothing inside. Here's a shot from the outside for a three. Rebound out of bounds, and there's no official at the baseline. The officials were in the wrong position. You're supposed to have one at midcourt, one on the wing, and one down the baseline. Two were on the wing. One was at midcourt. There was no one within 15, 18 feet of the baseline. And so when it went out of bounds on there, no one knew off whom it had gone. So they look at each other and they say, oh, it's Clark's ball. And here's a reverse layup that misses. Rebound Benedictine, shot clocked off. So BC will go to the locker room with the lead. And they will have the final shot of the half, up by two, 36-34. Here's Bristol with it. Jaden just standing in the center circle, letting it roll down. It's at 9, it's at 8. Bristol's got it at 7. Bristol's got it at 4. Bristol drives to the right, backs in, twists, turns, shoots, misses, and it's halftime. We'll be back. It's intermission in the Nolan. Halftime score, the Benedictine Ravens 36, Clark 34.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Oh.
Hey, it's great to have you with us here in the Nolan. It's halftime. And the Benedictine Ravens hanging on to a slim one-possession lead. They're out in front of Clark, 36-34 as we go to the break. Joseph at the studio, Tom Counts will be here, and let's give a little bit of a recap to that first half scoring, shall we? I'm doing my last little bit of math as he's got two and three, and here we go. First of all, for Clark. It's a big first half for Biggie. Biggie Luster with 2 points. Yeah, three for Johnson. Eddie with two, but it was the big man. Big Jacob Fierce. 12 points for Clark to lead the way. Didn't shoot that well, but he was 6 of 6 at the free throw line, 3 of 10 from the floor. Johnson has 9 and 6 for Dean for Clark. For Benedictine. Opening half by Saxton Houston, outstanding. He's got 8 first half points. Both Eric Cruz and Nicer Scott with a half a dozen. For Benedictine, it drops in pretty dramatically to Jaden Timmy with 3, and then 2 apiece, and also, I almost forgot to look, Hunter Snyder hit the big 3. The big guy from outside. And then it was 2 apiece for Ahmad Lewis and Tyson Cathy, 2 for Braden Bell, 2 for Jaden Bristol, and 2 for Chris Jackson. Benedictine didn't shoot that badly. I'd say 48% of the first half on 12 of 25. Clark, 10 of 27, hit 37% from the outside. Now the team's shooting real well. Ravens, 3 of 9. Clark, 2 of 9. Free throws have helped Clark stay in. They're 12 of 14 at the free throw line. But Benedictine, how about this? 9 of 10. Great, great shooting. Entertaining the tremendous crowd on hand this afternoon, having some giveaways for the students who are in attendance. Wonderful to see participation and support from both the student body and the community at large who are all on hand here for this one today. Great to look across and great to listen and hear that kind of support. We're going to be back and bring you the second half of this men's game. First game of the day, the Benedictine women. A thrilling OT win. Raven Guy has seen if they can pull out a big BC sweep today. Again, it's halftime. Intermission score. Benedictine 36. Clark 34. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. I have time for you. That it's going to be fantastic.
Only Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Your local stop for the latest for all things they think is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it, from your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruits and Gorilla Custard D-Juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us here at Hot Country 93.7 as we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action as the men are taking on Clark University. We're at halftime, and we'll be returning to the game shortly. Taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar, we have a very full week coming up. Coming up on Monday night, we've got Valley Falls at Marhill Mount Academy with the game tentatively scheduled for 6 o'clock in the girls. The boys should take to the court sometime after 8. The Marhill Mount Academy are traveling to ACCHS on Tuesday with girls' games scheduled for 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court at 8. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine College Ravens basketball in the Nolan as they are playing host to Central Methodist. 5:30 is the scheduled time for the women's tip. The men should tip sometime right around 7:30. Thursday brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Country Sports Studio and is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. After Sports Look, we have Coach's Insights. Then, on Friday, we return for Marhill Mount Academy taking on JCN with a 6 p.m. scheduled tip for the girls' game. The boys should tip sometime after 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Taking a look at some of the finals in women's basketball, we had Evangel top William Penn with a final score of 70-63. It was the Missouri Valley Viking women at 71 points over Mount Mercy Mustangs 64. It was at the final in overtime here in Atchison, we had the Lady Ravens at 66 points to Clark's 64. Taking a look at some of the men's games in action right now, we have at the beginning of the second, 38-39, William Penn with 18 minutes left in the second. In the Mount Mercy Missouri Valley game, with 9 minutes and 38 seconds left in the second half, it is Missouri Valley 49, Mount Mercy 46. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside, where this game is at Benedictine 36, Clark 34, in just a few minutes after a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies this afternoon with a high of 54. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 23. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 46. Upper 50s, Monday, 40s, Tuesday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 54.3 degrees in North Atchison under sunny, sunny conditions. The wind is out of the southwest at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity 33%. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.92 inches of mercury. Dew point 26 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels like temperature out there is 48 degrees. Taking a look a little bit wider afield, it's 55 in Valley Falls. Leavenworth is checking in at 53 degrees, and St. Joseph, Missouri is checking in at 51. We'll be checking back in with Tom Couts courtside for the second half of this exciting game in just a couple of minutes.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Welcome back to Manolan. As we're getting set to go to the second half, as they mentioned, good to have you with us, Joseph. Thank you. Care of all of us at halftime, kind of getting us up to speed with things going on in the real world. We're just here in the fun world of college basketball. And at halftime, Benedictine leads, but not by much. 36-34 intermission advantage for Benedictine. It was a really nice first half. I mean, they shot pretty well, hit almost half of their shots, hit a third of the three-point shots. These are all kind of benchmark things. Hit 90% of their free throws. Problems for the Ravens in the first half. Well, you turned it over too many times. 10 first half turnovers by Benedictine, and Clark turned those into 13 points off turnovers. And just looking down the numbers, Clark has stolen the ball from Benedictine four times. Ravens, rebounding leader. Well, it's a deadlock between Nysir Scott, Jaden Bristol, and Tyson Caffey, each with three rebounds apiece. You notice in Saxon Houston, he's been all offense today. He's got a couple of rebounds, but 8 points to lead the team in scoring. Assist leader today, Scott, Austin, Cruz, each with two. Talking about Matt Austin, well, Matt continues to be in his offensive kind of a downtick a little bit, unlike him completely, but again, he's battling an injury and that's hurting his shot. And Matt is 0 for 3 shooting the ball today and still looking for his first point this afternoon. Clark huddling up around their staff and head coach Jim Blaine over to our right. They are on the 10-11 team. Benedictine coming out of 13-8 today. Looking out here, let's see. For Clark, it is going to be Luster, and they're going to have Fierce out there with Johnson, Shields, and Dean. For Benedictine, it'll be Scott Bristol, Austin, Cruz, and Thuston. That's what it's going to be to begin the second half. Possession arrow goes to Clark. Now we stop play for a minute. Everybody's looking at one another. I don't know really what we're looking for, and here we go. Clark will hand the ball into play. We're underway in the second half. Been a big day of college basketball up here. Here's a quick three launched online, but short. Offensive rebound hauled down. The kick out on top. Another three launched. That one perfect. So count the bucket for Keith Johnson. It is his second three of the game. He's got 12, and Clark goes in front of Benedictine, 37-36. And we are moments into the second half. Bristol's going to lose it. It's turned over. Clark coming down the floor. And Bristol trying to get to the ball. Take the headline tumble. And again, that bad ankle is just really, really tearing up Bristol. They need to just have him come out of there and call it a day. I mean, there's no point in damaging him to to a greater extent. Let him get well a little bit. There are a lot of games yet to go. This game is not the last one. Here's Cruz. It's three, and it is perfect. E. Cruz from outside. Give him his ninth point of the game, and he's now Benedictine's leading scorer. It is 39-39. Is that right? No. 39-37. That is not right. Here's a three on the other end. Air ball. Going to rebound back down to Benedictine. Here comes the Ravens underneath, and the shot is up and in. Nice here, Scott. So Nysir is in double figure scoring with 10. And the Ravens go up 41-39. 18-18 left. Over to the left side. That's Spears. Backs in. Sky hooked. No! Saxton Thurston. Upstairs for the rebound. Jaden Bristol coming up the floor. Jaden is not a long stride runner. I mean, he takes kind of short, fast strides, but with his hurting ankle, it's even shorter than usual. As he'll kick it over to Thurston, who lays it up and in. Bristol the assist. Thurston the bucket, and Jaden Bristol still really hurting out on the floor. I will admit to being concerned about that wheel of his. Saxon Thurston double figures with 10. Here's a three. No. And the rebound is out of bounds, and it will be Raven basketball. If you're waiting for Jaden Bristol to come over, coach said, "Coach, I really hurt too much to play. Take me out." That's just never going to happen. That's not in the cards. 43-39 Ravens. Back up with it. Here comes Matt Austin. It's a long two. Still looking for his first point of the game. And it's stolen by Bristol. Jaden through two defenders. Can't hit it. And again, you just don't get the proper lift when you got that ankle hurt and you can't elevate, can't jump, can't run. Here's Spears with the ball. His little skip pass to the back door gets away, but saved in the corner by Dean. Back outside, Spears for three. Nope. Saxton upstairs, clears it down at Bristol. The coach is on up there saying, "Jaden, how about I take you out?" Jaden goes, "That's okay. That's not a bad idea." Here's Eric, three, no. Rebounding it down is Clark and Pete Johnson coming back. 16.5 to go, and this game just feels like it's kind of up and down. It doesn't feel like there's a great intensity. Maybe there was just so much in the curls game that if this game hasn't quite reached that level yet, I don't know. Baseline shot up a good for two. Knocking it down, Chandler Dean, and he's got eight. It's 43-41. And now the Ravens are going to make a substitution. Bristol will come out. And coming into the lineup for Benedictine, we're going to get Ahmad Lewis. So let's take a look at your Benedictine five out there. You've got Lewis, Thurston, Cruz, Austin, and Scott. Here's Cruz for three. And Fierce with the rebound. Back up comes Clark. Ravens shooting percentage has plummeted here in the second half early. Running shot, up and short, rebound, slap, trying to, Ahmad Lewis just kind of bats it. And now it's on the floor, we've got a little contact, and I think we've got a Clark foul. We do. Frustrated by committing that foul, Keith Johnson. Keith will have his first foul of the day, and it'll be the first foul of the second half by either team. We're over 4 minutes into the second half, and that was our first foul. Here comes Benedictine. And Nysir's got the 5'10 senior from Topeka. Nysir starts right, comes out on top. Matt. Left side, Saxton. Ravens overload the right side of the basket. Here's Matt. He'll turn. That was way wide to the right side. And Matt Austin also battling a little injury. And again, it has affected his shot. Fierce for the ball, knocked away by Thurston. He's able to recover it. 17, 16, 15 on the shot clock. Clark does not really threaten that shot clock time. And here's a pass in the middle, and Thurston upstairs to bat it away. And Saxton, we talked about it for years, deceptively quick and able to get in the air to reject passes and shots like that. Right back into play. Clark has the ball now. We're down to 8 on the shot clock. Here's a 3. Offensive rebound followed up and in, and Houston with a foul. For Saxton Houston, it'll be foul number 2 for Benedictine. It'll be foul number 1 in the second half. And coming to the free throw line for Clark, a guy who's having a huge day. Perfect at the free throw line, 6 of 6, and that one will not go in for Jacob Pierce. He has a dozen points and is tied now for his team scoring lead with Keith Johnson. We're going to see Matt Austin coming out of the game for Benedictine. Jaden Timmy is in for him. The second free throw is also no good, and here come the Ravens. 15 minutes to play. Benedictine into the forecourt. Quickly to the right side. Nice here. Starts to the baseline. Brings that on top. Skip pass over to Timmy. He's backing in. Backing in. Ravens by 2. 3-point shot by the lefty. Houston for a 3. Saxton Houston, 5.5. 13 in the game. And it's a 46-41 Raven advantage. 14:40 to go. Quickly over to the baseline left. Head fake. Shot up. Nope. Rebound. Offensive board by Clark. Batted away. Stole it. Nysir. He is 1-on-3. Goes all the way to the rim. Nysir's gone. Ravens won a timeout. And Coach Mooney, did he get it? He did. Nysir with a bucket. Benedictine taking a break, and the crowd is coming to life. We're at 14:23 to go in the game in the Nolan. Ravens 48, Pride 41.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good to have you with us here this evening on Care Radio. I say this evening, it's like 3:30. It feels like evening. We've been here at the gym for some hours now, having enjoyed, first of all, the Benedictine women in an overtime win over the number 10 team and undefeated in the conference, Clark Pride. Well, that said, now the guys are out here, and it's been a real battle with Clark. The Clark men coming in a sub-500 team, and yet they have been a great adversary this afternoon. Ravens have taken their largest lead. Well, I say largest lead. They have equaled their largest lead of 7, 48-41. They have led in the game by numbers like that. In fact, early on, Clark led by 7 at 12-5. Clark with the basketball, Benedictine in front. 14:14 to go as they're up the floor with it. Little skip pass over to the left side. Pierce has it left side of the free throw line. Kicks it over to Johnson. Now down deep into the right corner. That's going to be Chandler Dean. He goes in. Shot up. No rebound. It's going to be knocked away and punched out of bounds by Eric Cruz. And for the Ravens, Jaden Timmy knocked to the floor. And he comes up kind of sore and shaking it off a little bit. I like the contact that here. Watch Jaden Timmy as he's banging around with Chandler Dean. And here's a shot. It is going to be up, and it is going to be good. 13:54 to play in the game, 48-43. The bucket by Anthony Eddy. His 4th point of the game. Here's Saxton. Houston kicks it over to Timmy. Cuts across the free throw line, changes direction, goes into the lane, and puts the right-handed shot up and in. That was a pretty shot by Jaden Timmy. He's got 5 today. And BC again up 7, 50-43. Clark comes down. They don't seem to have a great deal of urgency yet. The shot is up, and Ahmad Lewis will be called for a foul. Ahmad goes up for the block, and in the process, there's some contact involved. It'll be his 2nd foul today for BC. 3 team fouls in the second half. And 2 free throws coming up here for Clark. Keith Johnson at the line. He's been good in this one, no. So in the first half, Clark was really outstanding. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12 at the line. 12 of 13. 12 of 13 at the line in the first half. 0 for 3 at the line in the second half already. Deep breath. Second shot. Yes. So Keith Johnson notches his 13th point today. Bennington is in front, 50 to 44. And we're at the 13-minute mark of the contest. Jaden Bristol, in a surprise to me, has come back in. Thuston from 12, too strong. Rebound tipped out. Clark brings it down. And Ravens have also brought Tyson Caffey into the game. Bristol and Lewis and Thuston with Caffey and Timmy. There's your BC5. Look away pass all the way across the floor. The three, And a rebound. Take it down by Bristol. And Jaden gets mowed down and fouled in the backcourt. He's okay this time. Foul is going to be on, is it Alan Xavier? Looks like Xavier Johnson. We haven't heard a lot out of him. He's a 6'3" senior for this team out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He starts in the game. Matter of fact, he started 14, 15 games for this team, but averages less than 1 point. He did a basket today. Here's Tyson Caffey. The shot gets up. It's good. Tyson Caffey for two, and along with that, give a nice assist in there to Ahmad Lewis. 52 to 44. Ravens with their largest lead now, up 8. And we have a shot from the top. How about that? Up and in, and a foul. The foul is going to be on Ahmad, and I've got him at 3. And now the officials having a confab here at the free throw line. They're trying to decide if that was a 2 or 3 point shot. It's kind of what they're I think, checking on here. Ahmad Lewis will have his third foul of the afternoon when they assess this one. 12 minutes and 4 seconds to go. Tomorrow night, no basketball, but Monday night, there will be, coming from the Morehelmout Academy Gymnasium, as the Ravens are going to be playing host to the Dragons, Valley Falls. We got to see the Dragons girls team last night in the Jefferson County North Invitational. Ladies game at about 6 o'clock Monday night. Guys game, 7:30-ish, 8-ish, something like that. It was a 2-point shot. The free throw is up and good. And the Ravens lead cut now to 52 to 47. Nice 3-point trip up the floor for Clark. And we're at 11:55 to go. Ahmad Lewis goes in. The ball stripped out of his hands. I thought there might have been a foul in that, but there is not. And back in at the baseline will come BC. Shot clock down to 14. Jaden Bristol will do the inbound work. Comes way out on top to Timmy. Right side, Ahmad over to Saxton. Saxton thought about shooting a three. He showed an ability to do that. Here's Timmy at three, but that one will be a little bit short. Clark rebounding it down. Biggie Luster comes down with the ball. Here's a travel on top of the whistle. The three is up and good. Keith Johnson. Keith is carrying the team on his shoulders right now. It's 52-50. 11:19 to go. Bristol cuts over to the right side. Accelerates down to the baseline. Throws it over to the edge. Back out on top. Over to the wing. Deep into the corner. Bristol alone. A three. Yeah! How about that? Off the bad leg. Jaden Bristol gets it in there anyway for his first field goal of the game. He had a couple of points on free throws, and that three gives him 5 on the night. 55-50, Benedictine. 10:50 to play. So we're nearly three-quarters through this game. Another look-away pass from the big man and a little turnaround baseline two for Xavier Johnson. I'm going to give Jacob Fierce another assist on that play. He's done a nice job. his shooting has really gotten cold. Here's a three by Bristol again. Back-to-back threes. Jaden Bristol, and we're going to get a Clark timeout. Taking the break with him. 10:26 to go. And now we're having a little problem out of the court. We'll be back. Benedictine 58, Clark 52.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Well, as we come back to the Nolan, we got a player for Clark that's being attended to by trainer over here. And thought he got poked in the eye. We're back to play. Ravens out on top. Into the corner, there's Timmy. It's three. It's short. Rebound Tyson Cassie over the back. No foul called. Tyson pushes it off on top to Ahmad over to Bristol. 14 on the shot clock. Ravens plenty of time here. Bristol gets a nice screen from Tyson. And throws it away on top. Ravens turning it over. And that will give us our under 10 break. We got a timeout, the media break. Coming at 9:39 to go. We're in the second half in the Nolan. Rich Benedictine 58, Clark 52.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Good to have you along. 9:39 to play. Over on the Clark bench, they continue to take a little bit of a look at Biggie Luster. Biggie got maybe poked in the eye or something, and they're attending to him. Some former Ravens in the gymnasium today enjoying Benedictine basketball. A nice chat with a few of them. Jason Wyrick is here today. Nobody ever got poked in the eye when he was playing. 9.5 to go in the game. The ball across court, and Clark will bring it across the timeline. 9:20 to go in the game. Jamal batted away. Oh, saved on top. It was knocked away by Tyson Cathy. He didn't know he knocked it away. Now, picked up off the floor. Here comes Nysir. Up, it doesn't go. Tipped, it doesn't go. Rebound. There's a foul against BC. That might be on Ahmad. 3-1. Usually officials will use two hands, but he uses one. 3-1. And Ahmad Lewis. That's really four on Ahmad? Is that right? We'll check that number here in a second. And at 9:10 to go, here comes Clark up the floor with it. Benedictine leading up by a half dozen. Certainly a long way from a comfortable kind of a lead with this much time left. Here's a three, top of the key, and that is perfect. What a shot from straightaway atop Xavier Johnson, his second three of the game. And he's got eight, and the Benedictine advantage is trimmed down to 58-55. 8:40 to go. Jaden Bristol up court with it. Bristol over to the right side. He's going to stop, pull up for three. Right on line, but a little bit short. Rebounding it down is going to be Anthony Eddy. A little one-handed push pass to Fierce. Crosses underneath and gets fouled as he goes up for the shot. As Benedictine, having gone to the bench, has brought into the game Braden Belt again. Braden's in for just a little bit of the first half. This is his 11th game of the season to play. Fierce free throw, no. It has been a tale of two halves for Jacob Fierce. He had 12 points in the first half, 6 of 6 at the free throw line, fantastic. Hasn't scored in the second half. He's 0-for-3 at the free throw line. I mean, his offense has kind of fallen off the rails. Benedictine is going to take out Timmy, Kathy, and Bristol. And into the game, Houston and Austin and Cruz. They're out there with Belt and Scott. This free throw misses again. He's missed them all, but we're going to get a Clark rebound. They'll leave their offense out there. Fierce in, pushes, shoves, blocked by Saxton. Rebound, he'll pull it down also. Houston, the block, the recovery, and puts it in the hands of Nizer. Raymond's into the fourth quarter, 8 minutes to play. Benedictine working it down the left side. Coach Moody working hard out there on the near sideline. Comes out on top to Belt, goes in, goes up, gets fouled, coming to the line. Braden Belt, and we're going to look at Coach over here. I think he means he wants a timeout. We're going to take a break. Free throws coming up when we return. 7:55 left. Ravens 58, Pride 55.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
I tell you what, Clark has battled hard for a team that has had so much adversity during the course of the season. Missing in their last game, missing a bunch of their front court players. They come back today and they're more at full strength. Almost all of their team is back and available coming out of COVID protocols, where we saw three of the regular starters and one of the members of the bench out for their last game at Mount Mercy. And that was a game that Clark allowed Mount Mercy. I mean, now let's take a look at how these things are going. Benedictine was inside 8 minutes ago, has 58 points. In their last game, Clark gave Mount Mercy 106 points. 54 in the first half, 52 in the second. Free throw here is up and will not go in for Braden Belt. Belt will have one more shot coming up here. By the way, that is Braden's first free throw of the season, so I can do the math here for a while pretty easily. One more shot coming up for the young man. Out of Andover, Kansas. That one is perfect. How about that? That will be his first free throw this year. And it is now 59-55, Benedictine. And we're 7:48 to go. Pass down low. Stolen by Cruz. Here comes Benedictine. And back up with a welcome nice here. Scott up the floor, over to Belt. Belt playing the three, Cruz at the five, and Nicer at one. Skips it off on top. Ravens being patient. Matt Austin, Matt at the three right now. 7 seconds, 6, 4 on the shot clock. Nicer is going to have to cut loose with something. It is up, and it is off the mark, and it won't count. It was caught in the air and put up an in by Saxton, but the horn had already sounded. No rim was struck, and they will get everything reset here with 7:02 to play. Now the official's coming over, and he's got some kind of an issue with the clock. 59-55, Benedictine. Ravens are going to have another home game next week, and then next Saturday, a little bit of a road trip to Cedar Rapids next Saturday afternoon. Cedar Rapids, if you're a Raven fan, not that far, 6 hours or so is all it takes to get there. Go to Des Moines and take a right. That would be my best suggestion to you. 7:02 to play. Crowd, well, the crowd's did a pretty good job of hanging on because there has been, you know, very little in the way of intensity. And maybe, again, it's in the shadow of the first game. Now the teams are coming off the floors. These officials just continue to look at this TV screen down here. I don't think it's Space Invaders. I think it's like Ms. Pac-Man. You know, with a bow. Anyway, it has, the tempo of this has fallen off precipitously this afternoon. 7:17 to play is what they've decided. It is a 59-55 Raven lead, and here comes Clark. Clark up the floor, they'll chance it into the forecourt, drive it down the left side, pulling up, pulling away, 14-foot shot off the rim, and no good. Rebound to go down, it's going to be nice here. Scott into the forecourt, the rims are breaking it down the floor, 2-on-2. He'll drive to the side of the free throw line, bring it back out on top. Cruz will drive in, finger roll, score it, E. Cruz for two. For Eric Cruz, his 11th point of the afternoon, and in this low-scoring game, the Ravens have pushed to a two-score lead at 61-55. Now the ball is loose. It's rolling around on the floor. Fierce will take it, shoot it, score it. Fierce for two. That is his first point of the second half. He's missed four free throws in the second half. Here's Benedict. Nicer goes up. No foul. Can't hit the bucket. It's out of bounds. And it is Clark basketball. 61-57. And again, it's 6:26 to go. Basketball minutes like dog years. They take a while. And into the forecourt with it. Clark walking it up is Biggie. Biggie's eyes better. Here's the shot from the outside. There's a long three. It's up and good. Chandler Dean has 5.5, 11 in the game. And Benedictine now leads it by a single point at 61-60. 6:03 to go. Nicer. Topside Saxton. Over to Matt. Matt Austin, 0-for-5 shooting today. Just waiting for him just to break loose and have some phenomenal game. Here's a shot badly thrown at the bucket. Not shot, just thrown at the basket by Belt. And that's where they'll come Clark. They've got a chance to regain the lead. The lob down to the big guy. Fierce with Saxton. Oh, that behind-the-back bounce pass. Amuses the crowd, and here comes Benedictine. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break with Coach Moody at 5:23 to play in the game. Raven 61, Pride 60.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, Scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
.523 to go. A little fun being had by some of the Benedictine students down in the end line down there. Those might not even be BC students. Those are probably just youngsters who are up here having a good time watching some college hoops. What do you say? 5:23 to go in the game. It cannot get a lot closer than this. 61-60. Clark in front. I don't want to hex anything, but can we go to two OTs, Joseph? .523 to go, is it? Here comes the cabal up the floor with Benedictson. Ravens with the ball, leading it by one. Cruz in traffic, off the window, no good. Rebound! Here comes Clark. His pops is right there. Clark with the ball, down one. Topside with it is going to be Biggie. Lester goes over to the left side to Tony Eddy. back over to the wing. It's going to go. Big man, fierce. The turnaround, 15-footer. Boom! Knocking it down, and Eddie gives Clark back the lead. It is 62-61. The Ravens trying to get by one with 4:40 left. Bristol has come back into the game for the Ravens. Into the right corner, Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad starts at the top. Gets it back to Timmy. Tell you what, one thing that this game will tell you, oh, what a great job, Jaden Timmy. Backing it in and kicking it off to win with scoring. Jaden Timmy with 7 today. Among the things that this game will tell you is that in this conference, here's a shot. It's up and good. In this conference, the difference between first and second and fifth and sixth, it's not much, if anything. So you must take all of these teams very, very seriously. That bucket, again, by Keith Johnson, he's having a huge game. Backing in again is Timmy. Backing in. Dishes on top. Cruz will launch a three that's short. And a rebound pulled down by Fierce. Johnson at 21 points for Clark on 7-12, shooting at 4-5 at the free throw line. And now leading by one. The pride of the basketball, worth 3.5 to go. Here's a three-point shot, up no good. Rebound moves on the floor. Clark's going to save it. That was a sweet little behind-the-back pass coming off the rescue of the ball before it went out of bounds. Clark will maintain possession. Shot clock at a dozen. Over to the right side. Fierce will take it. Working against Cruz. Drives in. There's a bump. There's a foul. And it's going to be on E. Cruz will pick up his third foul in the afternoon. Benedict and a half a dozen team fouls. And are they going to have him shoot this? They're going to say he was done. It's going to be the seventh. So it will be a shooting violation. Ahmad is out. Nicer back in. Also, is we going to get Tyson back in the game? Yeah. Here comes Tyson Cassidy for Eric Cruz. Eric Cruz right there. Only a couple of fouls today. Tyson has struggled at the free throw line, but does not there as he throws it right in. He missed his first 4 free throws here in the second half. He is now, what, 7 of 11, 7 of 12. At the free throw line, this one catches on the rim and goes in. It is now 66-63. 3 minutes to go. Benedictine trailing by 3. Here in the Nolan, falling away from 15. Bristol for 2. Jaden Bristol has scored 8 in the second half, and he's at double figure scoring with 10. Bristol, 10.6 rebounds. Here's a shot inside, up, no good. Rebound punched around on the floor. Look at Fierce go headlong after that thing. And he's coming over to his coach and the official and saying, man, I don't know what else they want me to do over there. 2:34 to go. And now with the official talking to these guys, he's got 3 players for Clark huddled around him. And I'm not really sure what they were all talking about, but they're going to decide it is a jump ball. When in doubt, the jump ball. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens with the ball, trailing by 1 and 2.5 to play. Nicer goes right side to Bristol back top. Jaden cuts in, goes up, gets fouled. And Bristol will come to the free throw line. 2 shots coming up for Jaden Bristol. The foul is going to be on Jacob Fierce. I'd say it's pretty remarkable. It's only a couple of fouls by the big guy today in Bristol. A chance to tie with 1 and give his team a lead with 2. The first one will not connect. Bristol 2-2 at the free throw line prior to that shot today. He's going to lift this thing over and give it a long, hard second look. It's up. Gets it. 84.4% free throw shooter on the year, Jaden Bristol. And we are tied at 66. Is that Does that term sound familiar? Tied with 2 minutes to go. 3-point shot. Nope. Are they calling Nysear for a 3-shot foul? Yes, they are. Nysear Scott, defending at the top, is going to be whistled for a foul. Brewster comes over, talks to the official, and then just kind of rolls his head like, oh, my gracious. And at the line for Clark, Keith Johnson. We've already talked about him. He's having a fabulous day. Huge second half. He's at 21 points so far this afternoon. 4 of 5 at the free throw line today. That one is good. Two more shots coming here for Keith Johnson. Johnson will take his time, give it a long, hard look. At a Dubuque, Iowa, 6'4" hometown product. This one is good. One more shot for Keith Johnson. He's now put Clark back in front by 2 at 68-66. Eyes it and gets every one of them. 3-point lead for the Pride. They're in front of Benedictine, 69-66. 2:05 left. Here comes BC. Bristol right side gets tripped. And, man, he comes to his feet, and that ankle continues to just really. It hurts me up here to watch him out there on the floor and how it hurts him. We're going to get a Benedictine timeout here. The ball's going to be coming back into BC at their offensive end. Coach Booty having a word with the official, Jaden Bristol. Limping badly over toward the bench, and we've got exactly 2 minutes to play. With a timeout on the court, it's Clark 69, Benedictine 66.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
This would be the time if it were tomorrow or at a football game. It's a 2-minute warning coming out of the end of the game. And the Pride are in front of Benedictine 69-66. Welcome back, everybody. Those of us in the studio, Tom Couch will be here. And of course, I mean, you're looking at the dial, you're driving around, you're working at the workshop, and you got the radio setting up on the shelf. You know you're tuned into KAIRFM Horton Atchison, right? Of course you are. It will be Benedictine ball coming into their offensive end. Bristol will do the inbound work for the Ravens, and he looks out on top. We'll bring it in on the edge instead. Gets it into Timmy to Saxton and topside Nysear. Minute 50 to go. Shot clock at 14. Nysear's thought about three, doesn't. Saxton thinks about three and does. Won't go. Rebound Tyson, Kathy. Nice job. Tyson coming down with the offensive board. Here's Bristol for a three. Won't go. Rebound. And Tyson might have been over the back that time, but no foul called. And Clark, with a 3-point lead, comes down with the ball with a minute 33 to go. Back up the floor with it is Biggie. And he seems like he could see really well. Back over the left side, Fierce shoots and hammers it home. Jacob Fierce. And the Ravens in a little bit of trouble now. It is 71-66. The feet across, Thuston's reverse layup is good. Saxton, Thuston brings Benedictine to a timeout with a driving crossover layup. We'll be back here in the no number with a minute 5 to play. The Ravens have an uphill battle in front of them. Clark 71, Benedictine 68.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
With only a minute 5 to go in the ball game, Benedictine's got to push the rock up the hill and do it in a hurry. Trailing by 3, 71-68. Clark will have it in play from deep in the backcourt, and the Ravens are going to press on the upcourt play. Here comes Biggie. Little freehand, blue shot on Nice here. Swings it over to the left side to Tony Eddy. Back down the left side. That is going to be fierce. He will power move to underneath the rim, and that was an ill-advised shot. He was way behind the goal when he shot that, and the Ravens are going to come down with the rebound. Benedictine with the basketball at 40 seconds left. Knocked out of the hands of Bristol. It's on the floor, and we're going to get a foul against Clark, I suspect. seconds to play. And that went from a minute to 37 pretty quickly. And the foul is going to be on Biggie. So Biggie has his fourth foul of the game. Ravens bring it in. Bristol, they don't have kind of time to fool around here. Down by 3. 26-25. Driving in. They will give the layup to Thuston. I don't know if the Ravens wanted to or not, but that's what they had to take. We're going to take one more break. Perhaps shows that the final winner regulation with 21 seconds left in the game is down. Pride 71, Benedictine 70.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Colin Gymnasium. Sounds like you put the microphone out the window going down I-70 at about 68 miles an hour. Into the wind. 22 seconds to go in the game. 71-70, Pride in front of Benedictine here, and Ravens taking a timeout. Be interesting to see. It likes to be a mouse in the middle of that huddle. Wouldn't you just see what Coach Booty's got in store for these players out on the floor? Is going to be Tyson Cathy, Jaden Bristol, Ahmad Lewis, Saxon Thuston, and Nicer Scott. Now, coach is switching two guys off on the inbound. It's going to be the big guy, Jacob Fierce, to inbound. They've got it in the backcourt, and we'll get a foul on by Saxon. He commits it in 19 seconds. And we will walk to the other end of the floor. So let's see strategically how Benedictine has done here. Saxon commits the foul. The very best hitting two free throws Clark could do is allow Benedictine to still be within a possession. Cruz is going to come in, Cappy out, as the Ravens make an offense-defense switch here. And at the line, I didn't think this was going to be the shooter. The free throw here is perfect. It is up and in. But I didn't think that's the guy who got fouled. I thought that guy got fouled. I didn't think that guy got fouled. Chandler Dean is at the line. Second free throw rolls in. So he will get them both. And we're going to hang on to it right here as Benedictine trails in a ball game now. 73-70. With 19 seconds to go, Joseph, we're going to hang on to it. Looking at kind of what's going on out there for Benedictine. Ahmad Lewis is in the game, but Ahmad's out there with 4 personal fouls. Similarly for Clark, Luster is out there with 4 personal fouls. Ravens with 4 guys at double figure scoring for Clark. The leading scorer in the game is Johnson. Keith has 24 points. Had a great line, 7-12 and 3-6 and 7-8 at the free throw line with 4 rebounds and only 1 foul, 1 turnover, 1 steal, and he has played. Okay, we've got 19 seconds left. There have been 39 minutes played. So far, how much has Keith Johnson played? 39 minutes. Young man has not been off the floor. Here comes Benedict Finnan. See what they do. Trying to pull a win out of the fire here. Trailing by seven here, or trailing by three. The shot underneath is up and good for Cruz. So Bristol get an assist. Cruz takes the layup for two. And now the Ravens again are within a point. Eric Cruz has his 13th point of the game. Jaden Bristol will add another assist. And with 9 seconds to go, BC will use its final timeout of the game. Now, the Ravens have committed 9 fouls. So if they commit a foul here, it is a guaranteed 2 free throws. No more than 1-1. Pride have only committed 6 fouls. So any foul by them would be, in fact, a Raven 1-1. Clark quickly out on the floor. Luster, Dean, Eddie, and Johnson and Pierce. Benedict and Scott and Bristol and Lewis, Kathy and Thuston. Here we go. Coming in the backcourt, and Clark can't get in. They're going to take a timeout. They have 3 of them left, so they got plenty of them. For Clark, this is a big deal. You got Benedictson, who in the South Division is tied for second place, 1 game out of first at 7-5 at a conference, and they're a 13-8 team on the season. And the Benedictson guys are good here in the Nolan. They are 7-1 at home. On the other hand, Clark, on the road this season, are 4-5. They're only a 500 team at 5-5 at home. This will be a huge road win for them. Ravens want to be sure that doesn't happen. So here we go. Clark putting it in play, getting down to the baseline, looking. It comes in, and Bristol almost came up with a steal. He's a little frustrated that he was unable to dislodge the basketball, but we will walk to the other end of the court where it'll be Anthony Eddy. Anthony's a junior out of Byron, Illinois. He has started all but one game this season for this team. And he is a 78.6% free throw shooter, but hadn't had a lot of shots. 11 of 14 this year. First free throw is perfect. So Eddy will hit the first one. And the Ravens make the offense-defense switch. Back in comes Timmy and Cruz. Out there with Thuston, Bristol, and Scott. Bristol's kind of sneaking down to the backboard. Second free throw, it's good. So Eddie will hit them both. Clark will take a timeout. We're going to hang on to it, Joseph. I just feel as though we've worn you completely out here. And it's now 75-72. Ravens have got 7.9 seconds to get this thing down to the other end of the court, put up a 3. The question is, in whose hands do you want the ball? Now, normally, on any other day, it would be probably pretty easy. You would say number 20, okay? But he's not playing. He's been banged up and not playing well, and we have seen Matt Austin on the bench for the majority of the game here today. He's not played all that much. Let me just see if I can tell you how many minutes that he has played today. Matt Austin has been out there for 16 minutes today. It doesn't even feel like quite that much. So Matt is off the card for taking this last shot. Got to be a 3. Got to hit it. He's got Scott, Bristol, Austin, Cruz, and Thuston. Pretty good bunch. Any one of them. Wait, Austin? Did he check in? No. This is just wrong. Let's look back out there. You've got Cruz, Thuston, Scott, Timmy, and Bristol. There we go. So we're back at it. And Benedict is going to have to go the length of the court. They'll bring it into Nicier. 6 seconds, 5. No timeout. Nicier is going to run all the way to the baseline. Feet underneath. 2 seconds. 1 second. Nicier at the buzzer. It's off the mark. Clark wins it. Final score today. Clark 75, Benedictine 72, and we'll be back to summarize it right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Welcome back here to the Nolan, where the Benedictine guys just wrap up and come up a little bit short in a thrilling game. Clark able to eke out a 75-72 win over the Benedictine men. And we are going to see if we can recap that. You're making a lot of racket there. We're going to recap the scoring for you. Let's take a look at how this thing has gone. First of all, for Clark. Big game today for Keith Johnson. 24 points today, and he shot the ball well. 7 of 12 shooting. He was 3 of 6 from outside and 7 of 8 at the free throw line. 24 points to lead all scorers today. Second leading scorer for Clark was also the second leading scorer in the game, and that was big Jacob Fierst. Jacob hit 18 points today, including 8 of 12 at the free throw line in 37 minutes of playing time. By the way, we talk about Keith Johnson, 39 minutes in the game today. Those guys were a staple out there for Clark, who's been suffering with, you know, having some guys unavailable and a little short in numbers, but they stepped up and did a great job today. Double figures as well for Chandler Dean. Dean, 4-7 shooting, 30 minutes of play, 13 points for Clark. Following them, it falls to Xavier Johnson and Anthony Eddy with 8 apiece and 2 this afternoon for Bicky Luster. For the Benedictine Ravens, 4 guys in double figure scoring, and Saxton Thuston paces the way. 17 points for Benedictine today. He's also hauled in a half a dozen rebounds. You had 13 today for E. Cruz. Eric at 5 of 10 shooting. You had 11 for Jaden Bristol, as Jaden out there battling with an injury. And rounding out the double-digit scores was Nysir Scott. Nysir, 30 minutes of PT and 10 points today. Following him, looking down my little scoring sheet here, I've got, it looks like 7 for Jaden Timmy. It was then a 4-point game for Tyson Cathy, 3 apiece, Hunter Schneider. And Braden Belt getting a little PT today, and 2 apiece for Chris Jackson and Ahmad Lewis. The Ravens also still really missing Matt Austin. Matt played a little bit today, but he's also nursing an injury, and they decided to let him try to continue to recuperate, recover, and get well. So Matt Austin coming up with no points in the game this afternoon. Benedictine hit 47% of their shots, 27 to 58. For Clark, it was 41% at 23 to 56. Clark, a little better from the outside, 6 of 18. The Ravens, 7 of 23. So 33 and 30% apiece. Free throws very similar, 77 and 79%. The big difference was how many free throws Clark got. That was the difference maker in the game. Clark, 23 of 30 free throws. Benedictine shooting fewer than half of that, 11 of 14. So there was a 12-point differential at the free throw line in this three-point game. Ravens also, little turnover issue, 14 turnovers today. Clark turned those 14 turnovers into 18 points. Rebounds, just absolutely dead even at 34 apiece today. And that all said, the Ravens did their scoring from in the middle, 38 points of their 72. So nearly half of their points coming from, no, what am I talking about? Over half of their points coming from in the paint. 38 points for Benedictine in the middle. Ravens had a dozen assists also. The Raven assist leader today was Isaiah Scott. Bristol, Austin, Cruz also with a couple of assists apiece. So that's it for Benedictine. It's going to be, as they got 36 points in each half. For the Ravens, going to be a quick rebound and right back at it again. Coach will be talking about that as we're going to hang around and hope to get an opportunity to visit with BC head coach Ryan Moody here in just a minute. So stay with us as we work toward that. I'm going to look around the conference here real quick and pull up today's action, and we'll see what's going on. There were some great, great games in the conference today, okay? This was a three-point game. Another three-point game. Mount Mercy beat Missouri Valley 67-64, and just to make it closer, the new number one team in the nation, William Penn, went to Evangel and went by one, 85-84. So that just shows you, in this conference, you better be ready to lace them up tight every game out. We've got the Benedictine Clark game, and then the three early games, four late games, just getting underway. You've got Baker with an early lead at Culver. You've got Central Methodist at home in front of Peru State early on. You have a Grayson three-point lead 5 minutes into the game at Park. And a quarter of the way through the game, Mid-America rolling up some points. They're at home with Grandview, and they lead 29-18 already, just 10 minutes into that one. So that all said, a lot of contests going on around the area. Now, we'll be back with these Ravens on Wednesday, and they will complete a three-game homestand Wednesday evening and come on up to the Nolan. They have been fun, been a little frustrating, but these guys battle hard. They play hard. They're fun to watch, and it's going to be Central Methodist coming into town. Central Methodist, really, really good. They continue to play well. And as I mentioned, they are leading early in their game at Peru State today back in Fayette, Missouri. So that will be the Ravens here with Central Methodist on Wednesday evening. Clark will be at Grandview, Mercy at Penn, Park at Mid-America. Here comes Coach Moody. Evangel, Baker, Peru, Missouri Valley, Culver, Graceland. And so there we have all of that. Pulling up a chair. Hey, Coach. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, joining us. And Coach, every night you come into this conference, you don't know what's going to go on. This Clark team on the road today, they played really hard. They battled tough.
Yeah, they played really well. I think a lot of the credit goes to Clark. I mean, Johnson's a heck of a player. Holy cow. Wait, before I give, I don't want to forget about this. So before yeah. I start, I want to say congratulations to our girls team. Holy cow. What an amazing game.
Oh my.
I mean, you know, that's a really, really well-coached, good, talented Clark team. And our girls, I tell you what, they took a punch and got back up and did a fantastic job. So, I mean, I'm really proud of them, of the coaching staff, Coach Folsom. That was an awesome game. So, and the crowd for both games, just insane. I mean, keep coming out because I promise you we will win one. But this has been great. I mean, the atmosphere that we're creating in this gym and our fan base has been fantastic. So back to your question, Clark played really well. I mean, Johnson's a guy. You know, I mean, he's a first-team all-league player. He is extremely difficult to guard because he's a quick release when he comes off those pin downs and to that three-point line. You're worried about him shooting, and you're worried about him driving it to his right hand, and they do a really good job of exploiting that. he can get it off quick, and then you're kind of stuck. I mean, you might foul, which is kind of what happened when they got a little separation. You know, we got that tie ball game, fouled three pointer, and that's how they got the lead. So, you know, I'm proud of our guys. I think we're battling. You know, we're just in a little bit of a funk right now for a lot of different reasons, but we have to find a way out. We're not going to give any excuses. We got to find a way out of it. We're just not ourselves. I mean, we just look disjointed out there to me, and part of that's injury and lineup changes and all kinds of stuff, and not practicing enough. So, you know, we're trying to keep guys healthy and fresh. So we got to figure it out. That's our job, and we'll get her done.
No question about it. I mean, the guys are out there working really hard, and you do. You got I see Bristol out there. He is like battling. You know, I mean, he's got a little sore ankle. You can know it's hurting, but he's out there. He didn't want to come out of the game. And you know, Matt ended up with some pretty limited time today, and so you've had to put together some things, and you brought some guys in there, and I like watching Hunter out there. Those two big guys kind of banging around was kind of fun to look at.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was a good matchup for Hunter. I mean, he only got 5 minutes, but he did a good job when he was in there, knocked down a three. You know, I mean, I think part of our struggles is the head coach just trying to figure out who the heck to play right now. I mean, you know, we got guys with injuries, we got guys that haven't performed in the last couple of games, and trying to figure out, you know, trying to get some offense and some sort of consistency out there, and It's been difficult. I mean, you know, when some of your guys that you've counted on over the last couple of years just aren't putting in the hole, you have to find ways to generate baskets. And we've got some guys playing hurt. But, you know, we got to 72 and shot the ball better than we have, you know, in the most recent history. So, I'd say the offense isn't necessarily terrible. We're just kind of grinding along right now. We're in a funk. We got to get out of it.
And you're going to bounce right back to me because, again, here we are. We're going to be into February. As I recall, that's moving month, right? Is that what you call it?
It's moving month for sure, and I'm excited because, I mean, we got six games left. We can figure this out and just get healthy and get our minds right. I think, you know, that there's some good things ahead, but, you know, the schedule doesn't let up. You got a really, really good Central Methodist team coming in Wednesday who is finally getting healthy and over some issues, and I'm sure they're going to be, you know, geeked up. And you know, I mean, I didn't tell the guys tonight, but I think, you know, you could tell, like, when people celebrate on your floor, it's a big game for them.
Yeah.
You know, when they act like it's a pretty big achievement to beat you, I think that says something about where you're at as a program. So, you know, I'm hopeful we can get tough here, get some rest, and get ourselves ready. But I thought that, you know, the minutes that Jaden gave us tonight on a bad ankle were really good, maybe too many, I don't know, but you know, we had four guys in double figures. We rebounded the ball pretty well. Turned it over too much. I think that was a big issue tonight. You know, just in none of these games. I mean, like, you know, I keep trying to tell our guys, you know, last year was kind of different, but none of these are going to be like, I mean, every game's going to come down to the last 3 minutes of the game. The way it is this time of year in this league with all these experienced players and guys that are making plays and good coaches, you know, I have to do a better job of getting my guys ready, dialed in to finish the last three. You know, this is a couple of games in a row here where we haven't been able to close the deal. And, you know, we got to figure that out.
A couple of more quick things before I let you go. Yeah. Saxton, man, I just am so impressed. I mean, here's a guy who's always been a contributor, and he's like, I think he's kicked her up a notch or two. I mean, really has elevated his game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, he's playing very inspired basketball right now. You know, scoring it, rebounding it, defending with passion. You know, hopefully we can keep him healthy and not let him run out of gas. But I mean, he just gives us kind of this extra athlete out there that you don't really imagine is going to be there. You know, I mean, only at 6'3", 6'4", and he can sky up to get rebounds and everything else. So, you know, I mean, it's a grind. I mean, we're trying to figure it out, trying to get some other guys involved, and you know, one play here or there, maybe we'll be able to get this one, but not tonight.
Quality of the opponents in this conference, you talk about coming in, and we'll be here looking forward to Wednesday night's game with Central Methodist, but they are so good top to bottom. Today, Penn goes to Evangel and sneaks out by one.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how good this conference is, top to bottom. The number one team in the nation and, you know, and some very middle-of-the-road teams right now in the conference standings, and you don't go in expecting and depending on anything.
No. I mean, it is, we are in the grind right now for sure. And everybody is fighting and clawing to get into postseason play and battling through injuries and getting, you know, battling through tired legs. And yeah, I mean, and the quality of play, I would say, especially in the South, but you know, you had William Penn in there, you had Clark, I think. I don't really know. Mount Mercy, I think, is playing pretty good right now. I mean, we're a league that one of the coaches in the league texted me the other day, and I don't know if this will be true or not, but we'll see. But you know, I think there's going to be probably 8 to 10 teams that get into the national tournament that wouldn't finish in the middle of the pack in our league. You know, I mean, just the way the seedings work and the way the selection things work. And, you know, I just don't think there's going to be, some good teams that have some average looking records that are pretty good that could go into the national tournament and probably do some damage. That's not how it works, but, you know, we're hopeful that we can grind it out. You know, we got six left. We'll see what we can do, but, you know, we got a couple. I think we have some things to solve. I mean, we watched the Evangel film from Wednesday. And, I mean, defensively, we just did everything right. You know, I mean, we just really guarded well and we just missed open shots, you know, and what can you do? I mean, you know, we could keep shooting, I guess, and hope that they go in, but, you know, same thing tonight. I'm guessing for the most part, there's not a ton of breakdowns, you know, on both ends. It's just that the ball didn't go in and then they make a play. And so, you know, we've had a lot of fortune over the years in making late plays and, you know, getting some late plays and things like that. And I don't necessarily believe in karma, but, you know, I mean, it's where you have to grind. You have to put your head down and find a way. So, you know, we're excited to get back to work. We got to rest a little bit. I mean,
well, my tough question for you was good. How are you going to set it up? I mean, you want to work on stuff, you need to rest, guys. That's a hard balance. I mean, how are you going to go about it?
That's a great question, Tom. I'm going to go home and think about it.
Okay. That's always a good plan. Yeah, mull that around a little bit. Yeah. Don't make a hasty decision.
No, I mean, you know, and the other thing we're facing, too, that just with practice time and stuff, is that we've got a bunch of guys that are in these night classes and afternoon classes for their master's degrees. We have, like, at least five or six guys, which is crazy, that are trying to get their MBA and kind of messes with our practices and who's there and who's not. Not an excuse, but we work around all of that. And so, you know, this time of year, it's just tough to get better. It's tough to, like, work on your stuff, but we'll find a way, whether that's bringing them in at different times of the day or, you know, whether that's making the decision that it's rest. You know, it is what it is. So we'll grind. You know, I feel bad for these seniors because, you know, that expectation is super high. I hope that they understand that there's still a ton of basketball left and that the staff isn't going anywhere. I mean, we're here to help them, and we're going to try. So we'll see what happens.
Coach, appreciate the time. We will see you Wednesday night, sir.
All right, Tom. Thanks. Appreciate your coverage.
You got it.
Thanks to all the fans tonight.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine men, hard-fought game, and, as you mentioned, tremendous crowd for ladies' game. Exciting win for Benedictine women in the first one here tonight. I want to thank you for having me join us Monday night in High School Hoops for Morehill Mount Academy, and then Benedictine basketball coming up on Wednesday. That said, I want to thank you for having been here for until next time, for Joseph, back in the studio. Joseph, get your coat off that nail by the door and go home. Tom Katz here, the Nolan. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.